Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., a man who is truly, truly honored to serve as your host right here on 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB, part of the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta family of radio stations, which include 92.3, 96.9, 100.9, 103.1, and of course the station you're listening to, 1550. Thank you so much for joining us here. Thank you for joining us when you can online at speakingwith.com. I really appreciate that, and I am truly glad. I guess you could say too, in a way, relieved that we're finally able to offer that service to you, enabling you to hear the program one of two ways. In fact, you may want to listen both ways, on the dial, on the radio dial, and online. Just kind of alternate. Sometimes tune in to 1550 at other times, especially if you have to be out of town for a while, online, speakingwith.com. And we made some changes. I mentioned before that we had to make some changes because we updated the program. And when we updated the program, it made some changes with regards to the audio files. And so now, instead of having two categories to choose from, when you want to listen to the broadcast online, you'll only have one. This simplifies it. And then this is the good news. You only have one category to go to, and it simply says, listen online, in parentheses, at your convenience. That's the thing I love about it. Clear reception at your convenience. You get to just go on and listen. 10 o'clock at night if you want to. 1 o'clock in the morning if you want to. It doesn't matter. It's there waiting for you. And you just simply click on listen online. And you'll see to your right, the list of guests and topics will come up. You click on the name of the guest or topic that you're interested in. And then you'll see the segments. Just click on this, each of the segments you want to hear. That's simple. Just three quick clicks. Click on listen online. Click on the name of the topic or guest. Click on the segment. And it is free. I love that too. So that's what you can do to listen. Now, that is the good news. It is so easy and it's been simplified. You only have that one category to go to. Some of you who have been listening to the announcements for a while know that for a while there, we had two categories. One that dealt with listening to broadcasts that aired July 2017 and currently. And the second category that said broadcasts that aired before July 2017. We don't have either of those two categories now. We only have the one category. Listen online. That's all it's going to say. Listen online at your convenience. And that's the good news. It's simplified. You don't have to decide which category. Still three quick clicks. Now, here's the not so good news. Because we had so many broadcasts that were already uploaded, when we updated and it changed the way all of that was working, we just did not have time to change all of those segments separately, which is exactly what we would have had to do. We would have had to change every one of them all the way back to July. And to those that were aired before July, we would have had to update each segment separately. Since we didn't have the time for that, I decided, well, you know what? Let me just do this in such a way that it'll work for all of us. And we took it back to late September. So you have all of October online and roughly 1 week, a few days worth of the latter part of September. So my apologies for everything that was lost that you can no longer access online, but we're definitely keeping you current with what we're doing now. So listen online, three quick clicks. listen at your convenience. I call it convenience listening. All right. Now, that said, we know that there are other changes in the works in the Garden City. There are plans. I mean, so many great things in the works. The technology centers, and I really love the way our leaders are helping to truly grow Augusta and the Augusta area. North Augusta, growing beautifully. Aiken, South Carolina, great things happening there. I'm really hoping that as Augusta and North Augusta continue to grow, too, that and Columbia County continues to grow and develop, I'm hoping that we'll begin to see even more great things happening at other neighboring counties, like McDuffie County and others. This is just wonderful. Well, one of the things that we know is happening, there are talks underway with regards to the James Brown Arena and where the new one will be placed. And there are some good ideas that have to do with keeping it downtown. There's a good idea that has to do with moving it to the Regency Mall. Simply because I would like to see South Augusta built up instead of continuing to be neglected. I would like to see the Regency Mall, the James Brown Arena moved out to the Regency Mall. I know that there, it's interesting, we have different studies that say different things about whether or not it would even be worth it to move the arena out to the mall. Some saying that you can expect development to take place around that mall, hotels, restaurants, etc. And then, of course, there are studies that say the opposite. Well, I would love to see, my first choice is for the James Brown Arena to move to the Regency Mall, simply because, as I've said, I would love to see something give South Augusta a powerful shot in the arm so that South Augusta can be developed. There are going to be some other things taking place, no doubt, but we need more. And there's no need to just have all of the beauty and all of the development just concentrated in one or two areas. I'm certainly in favor of doing all that we can to make all of the city as beautiful and as appealing as we can. Parks, greenways, having the thoroughfares well manicured and neat, clean, free of trash, encouraging business development so that entrepreneurs can have nice facilities in which to put their buildings. Just have all of it look nice. Why should we have, and I know that this is some people's preference, that you have certain parts of the city that just look terrible, look like no one cares about them. I understand that. But that's not where I come from. That's not my worldview. My view is why don't we go ahead and make as much of the city beautiful and appealing as we can? Whether we're talking about Augusta, whether we're talking about Martinez, whether we're talking about Evans, whether we're talking about Thompson, make as much of the city appealing as we can. And for that reason, I really like the idea of getting a huge shot in the arm to South Augusta by having the Regency Mall become the new home for the James Brown Arena. That said, though, based on some of the news that I've been hearing off and on about negotiations, that hasn't gone as well as it should have. And we do need the mall owners to propose a deal that will give a clear all-around win. The mall owners win, the city wins, the residents win, everyone wins. And don't think for a minute, ladies and gentlemen, that such deals don't exist. Yes, they do exist, and they happen all the time. Now, you definitely have deals where there are winners and losers. That happens all the time, too, but not because it has to be that way. And so we can have a deal wherein everyone wins, the taxpayers, the city, the mall owners. And we definitely need to have negotiations truly be above board, negotiations that are truly going to bring about that which is going to have us all looking back 10 years from now and saying, that was a great deal. That's the kind of deal that needs to be negotiated. So hopefully the mall owners will do that. If not, if the mall owners will not, and all parties involved, I should say, will not negotiate a deal that will create an all-around win, then maybe it's better that the James Brown Arena remain downtown, even in a new location downtown. My preference, a good deal struck to get it moved to the Regency Mall, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Power Friday, going to give you a chance to scream. We're going to be talking about leading and parenting, but we will also give you a chance to scream. Well, at least let you think about it. How about that? All right. And then on the weekend, of course, we're going to be bringing you some more information that we're sure you can use. I'm going to bring back a conversation I had with Laurie Polich Short, who has written an amazing book entitled When Changing Nothing Changes Everything. Have you ever been in that place where it seemed like something needed to be done, but there was nothing you could do? Or maybe you knew something needed to be done. It didn't just seem like it. You knew something needed to be done, but you couldn't do it. And you felt stuck. And sometimes you did nothing, and weeks later, months later, days later, years later, you were wishing you had. But at other times, you did nothing, and everything worked out. All the changes that needed to take place took place, and you found yourself where you wanted to be. I'm going to have that conversation with her this Sunday, as a matter of fact. We'll be listening to Ms. Laurie Polich Short, When Changing Nothing Changes Everything. All right, let's go into some automation. What did you think about? What did you conclude when it comes to your elderly loved one being cared for by someone you really, really trust? They pay, you know, they offer, they ask for a reasonable fee for their service. And you really feel good about this person. You appreciate the fact that they're taking care of your elderly loved one. How about when the person became, well, not actually a person, but artificial intelligence inside of what looks like a human body? A hubot or a humanoid, whatever you want to call it. How did you decide that you feel about artificial intelligence inside of what looks like a human body, talking with your elderly loved one, cooking for your elderly loved one, maybe even helping your elderly loved one bathe, taking your elderly loved one for walks? How do you feel about hubots driving? You know, we've talked about this whole notion of cars with artificial intelligence and their autonomous vehicles that do their own driving. No humans in there, or well, not behind the driver's seat. Think they'll eventually completely get rid of the steering wheels? That's part of the plan for some of them. Some of the auto manufacturers that are wanting to make driverless vehicles, autonomous vehicles. How about if a hubot were to get behind the wheel and drive Miss Daisy where she needed to go, or Mr. Tom, take your elderly loved one where he or she needed to go? How do you suppose your elderly loved one would feel about that? We're looking at automation. We're finding out what people have to say about it. And Pew Research has done quite a bit of exploration of this topic and found out what a lot of Americans in particular saying. You can best believe Americans are not the only ones who have something to say about this, but looking at what Americans are saying, 70% anticipate that robot caregivers would help alleviate the burden of caring for aging relatives. How many of you feel okay about the way that's worded? Help alleviate the burden of caring for aging relatives. I know some people might be thinking, oh man, wait a minute, hold up. How can you call caring for your aging relative, whether we're talking about a great aunt or a grandfather, whoever, how can you call that a burden? And there's no doubt that for a lot of people, this is about love. It's about truly caring for someone they care for. But anyone who has taken care of a dying loved one, a sick loved one, who could not care for him or herself and needed much attention, can tell you that it requires a lot of energy, a lot of energy, and it can wear a person out. It can wear them down. In fact, they talk about how sometimes, particularly if you're not talking about aging relatives so much as one aged caregiver taking care of another aged loved one, like, for instance, a wife taking care of an incapacitated husband or vice versa. Sometimes that caregiver can run out of steam before the one they're caring for does. This can really wear you out. Adult children who even sometimes leave their jobs in order to have the time that it takes to care for their incapacitated parent. I'm talking again now, an adult child. I'm not talking about a 16-year-old. Now, I'm talking about in the 30s and 40s. An adult child in their 30s and 40s caring for a parent, an aged parent. That can wear them out. They need help. That's one of the reasons that we have respite care. It requires energy to do that. And so we look at that and say, okay, maybe we just need to have real talk about real life. And it can be somewhat burdensome mentally, emotionally, physically on a lot of people to continually provide this extra care. This in some ways goes beyond what may be required to take care of a baby. And so that's the reason they word it that way. They're looking at the fact that some of that strain, some of that stress could be taken off the loved ones of the aging relatives. 70% of Americans think that robot caregivers would help alleviate that burden. 64% expect that these technologies would actually increase feelings of isolation for the older adults in their care. What did you think about that? You know, I mentioned to you, for example, how, you know, and we hear it a lot, we read it a lot, that even though people are interacting more, I started to say connecting more, but no, that wouldn't be a good way to say it, interacting more through social media, but are feeling less connected. What do you think about that? You think that our older adults, our older loved ones would feel more isolated or less isolated if they had a robot who was there with them almost all the time? Curtis Mayfield singing about Future Shock. We got the stuff.